Miss Audie is back in studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
Good. Good to see you. Here's the thing. When I last had you on the air, it took me about a day to process you coming on and sharing your story. And I want real quick, just for people that don't know, for you to share your story of what happened to you on January 3rd real quick. Not trying to rehash old memories or bring back any pain or anything like that. But me personally, I was affected. Later on, as the show went on, I was more affected by this. And then I was really upset the next day about the fact that he was out on bail and walking free amongst us in a really small island. And I said, if you were my wife or girlfriend, I'd be scared to death.
Yeah.
For your safety, knowing that you could be in a store somewhere and he'd be behind you the way he violently attacked you. And it was just, and I was told that, listen, you can't talk too much about it when it's an active case. You got to wait till after the court case and he gets charged and sent to jail. Then you could talk about it. Well, he got charged and sent to jail, so we could talk about it now.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened on the morning of January 3rd, to best your recollection.
I was just doing one of my morning runs in South Sound.
And you're an active runner. I am.
I've been running for more than 12 years in Cayman. So I was attacked by this man in a bicycle. And after that, I got a lot of injuries. I was scratched all over.
Wow.
And very traumatized, too.
Yeah, very traumatized. Yeah. You had mentioned on the air before, too, and this is what broke my heart, is that you had a hard time with nightmares, anxiety.
Yes.
Obviously, when you're alone in your own thoughts, you're replaying this movie in your head over and over. That's got to be brutal.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Then you heard that he was out on bail. How'd you feel at that point? I noticed that I could tell you had a physical reaction when I talked about this, that you had some legitimate fear, didn't you?
I did. I was terrified going out in the morning from home. Every time I used to open the door, I was like watching around to see, you know, because I always was thinking that he would be outside waiting for me or so.
Yeah.
I got strong and I work on that. And, you know, I don't know, I came out a little bit from that. And here I am.
Yeah, I love it so much. I'm so proud of you. You're so strong. So then now we fast forward. Now he finally gets a chance to be in court. Were you in court when this happened?
I was in court this Monday around 10:30 in the morning.
All right. Yeah. What were you feeling walking in there? You knew at this point that he had already pleaded guilty, so he was going to probably be sentenced. What was your thoughts when you went into court on Monday morning, Miss Audie?
Where I sit down there, I saw him. He was like standing, you know, waiting for...
Was this the first time you've seen him? The first time you were in the same room as him?
No. Okay. No. I was several times before.
Yeah.
He was like standing there like, I don't care, you know, just say whatever you want to say, you know, kind of like a... intimidating the judge or something like that.
Anyways. So he was... It was reported by the Compass, and I want to ask you if this is true. He was acting flippant and like non-remorseful, didn't care.
Yeah.
And actually smiled a couple times. Did you see that?
I see that, yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Did he look at you, Miss Audie?
He didn't. Probably he did, but in the time that I wasn't looking at him, I don't know. I can't tell, but I did look at him a couple of times, yeah.
So the judge then gave her sentence. I think it's Miss Hernandez, right, as a judge?
Yeah, yeah.
Angelique Hernandez, who's a really good judge, too, by the way.
The way she spoke, it was amazing.
Yeah,
the way she defended myself, the way she defended all the women out there, I was really amazed.
Of all the judges in the Cayman Islands, I think you got one of the best ones for your particular case. Sadly, what was recommended, though, was a smaller sentence. I thought 25 months. What did you feel when she said 25 months in jail?
The beginning, she said that the minimum was 3 years. But she reduced it to 25 months, and after that, he will be deported right away to Nicaragua, which is the country where he's come from.
Right. So he actually, they said the day he walks out of Northward, he's going to be on a plane and he's off the island. How does that make you feel, knowing that he will not be here on the island again?
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know for a lot of people, it seems like a short and life sentence, but I look at it in that way, that after the 25 months, he will be deported. To me, it's sounds like a life sentence because we're not going to have him around.
Unless you plan on flying to Nicaragua any day soon.
No.
There's no Nicaragua vacation set for
it's
you,
not,
is there?
It's
good.
Not.
I would recommend against that.
And he's not going to be in our community, so that made me feel
They won't let
release,
they will.
Know?
They will never allow him back on island, even to visit. So I think your worries are that's great. So you turned a negative into a positive. We talked about this on the radio. You were getting ready. You were going to do 4 marathons in 4 months. That is so hard on someone's body. I have a friend of mine. She did a marathon 3 or 4 months ago and said she is still sore every morning and still hurting. How in the world are you going to pull off 4? You did 2 already, right?
I did 2 already.
Now, I told you were going to do the Utah one. I'm from Salt Lake City. I'm from with the big Cottonwood Canyon one. I told you, get ready. Pardon my French, but you're going to get your ass kicked on this one. And how bad was it?
It was tough. It was really tough. It's no way that you can train for a marathon like that here in Cayman, because Cayman is very, very flat. And that marathon in Utah, the point star was 10,000 feet altitude.
Right. Yep.
And then I had to go downhill for 80 miles. And then the next 6 mile was uphill, and then the last 3 mile downhill. So when I finished that marathon, oh my gosh, I was...
You picked one of the hardest ones on the planet.
But it was good I started with the harder one, you know, so now I can be more...
How was your time? Good?
It was 3:38.
Good.
But I had to confess, in one point, I almost gave up. Mm. But what kept me running and pushed myself was all the people that were supporting me here. And I finished it, and I was so happy, and that's the way I feel right now with this sentence.
It.
Yeah,
good. I love that so much, and taking a negative into a positive. You ran the Utah one, then you ran, a month later, you ran the Chicago one.
I went to Chicago.
How was that
one? It was totally different from Utah, very flat. The weather was amazing. The crowd, the organization, perfect.
Yeah, that's a great marathon there.
Yeah,
how about the next one you're doing?
The next one is going to be New York in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then Cayman.
I love it. The Cayman Islands, and we'll be there to cheer you on, by the way. We got to take some pictures and stuff. I think it's really great. How much money have you raised, and what type of support have you gotten just in messages?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so blessed. Having tremendous support. I'm $14,500, just $500 left from my goal, and I only have run 2 marathons. So
wow.
I wanted to tell the people that even if I hit that $15,000, you can keep donating. Don't worry. Everything goes to the crisis center, so it doesn't matter if it's more than the $15,000 we needed anyway. So please keep donating.
Oh, man. Yeah. And the crisis center just has to be pleased. I mean, they need that money right now.
Yeah, we do. So please keep donating. I can't tell. I can't tell how blessed I am with all the support that I have received from a lot of people, not only from Cayman community, but for people all over the world.
Man, I admire your strength. I'm not kidding you. You have legit taken a negative, really bad thing that could have messed you up and knocked you off the path. There are a lot of women listening to the station right now that this could have knocked them off their hustle for a long time.
And I want to tell all the women out there that this is not my win.
This
you
is
know?
What?
It's not just my win.
Yeah.
It's not just my victory.
Right.
I mean that this guy was sentenced. It's all the women in our community win.
Okay. Yeah. I got not my hand slapped, but kind of in a sort about calling him a dirtbag, and that's in my person. This is me, Dr. Doug speaking, not the compass, not the other. I just felt like this dirtbag needs to go away because, you know, I was raised old school, never to put your hands on a woman, never to be, you know, I'm saying, disrespectful to a woman. I'm old school. My dad, who passed away in November, was the biggest on respectfully treating women and doing that. So when you talk about guys that physically, violently assault a woman like that and feel like they can have that power and then sit up there in the courtroom and smile, that would have driven me nuts. If you were my wife or girlfriend, if I was in the courtroom and I saw him smiling there, you know, they show those court shows all the time on TV where people like jump over and try to get court cam or whatever. I would be alive on court cam jumping over to try and attack the guy because I couldn't handle him smiling there. Did the judge say anything about him smiling?
She said so, yeah.
She did?
She did, yeah.
She noticed it too.
She noticed it too. She said, I've been watching you and this is not right what you're doing.
Hey, Miss Hernandez could have put a couple of years on it. Hey, by the way, here's 2 years, 2 more years for your smiling.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, God bless. Where can people find your information, by the way, to be able to donate, help push you over the goal? What a great story. Good
Thank
luck
you.
In New York. The New York Marathon is another great one. That's a legendary New York Marathon, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be in fall, so get ready. It's going to be a little cooler. And then, of course, then you got the Cayman Islands Marathon. And yeah. Miss Rhonda Kelly, who puts that together, she's really excited about you being a part of that, too. So.
Thank you so much. Thank you. My example is to all the women there that we, you go through to something like this, to any kind of abuse, please speak out.
Amen.
Speak out. Because that's what is going to help you to go through this and to have the support of other people, your family, your friends, the community.
Right. Thank you again for coming on the air. I know I got you last minute. I reached out to you in the afternoon yesterday and I said, can you come on tomorrow? And you said, yes. God bless. You fought through the traffic
thank
and came
you.
Here. So thank you. It means a lot. Hey, real quick, on the social media tip, just so people are listening, how do they get a hold of you or find out more information?
Go please to Cayman Marathon website, or you can go to Roster website, look for my name, Audi Grujon, and donate.
I
anything,
love it.
Anything will help.
Audie, how do you spell your last name again, hon?
Grullon.
Grullon. Is that how you pronounce it?
Grullon.
Miss Audie, thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. All right, way to go.